It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. An airlift out of Haiti is scheduled to resume today. Flights will take critically injured patients to American hospitals. Those flights stopped for several days for reasons that weren't clear. The U.S. military said some states refused to accept patients. The nearest state, Florida, denied turning anybody away.
Also today, some Americans who say they tried to help in Haiti face a hearing. They were arrested over the weekend. The Americans allegedly tried to take more than 30 children out of the country. NPR's Mendalee Del Barco reports from Port-au-Prince.
With so many children left homeless in Haiti after the earthquake, one group of Baptist missionaries from the U.S. say they wanted to rescue those who were abandoned and traumatized. From a charity based in Idaho called the New Life Children's Refuge, they came here to Port-au-Prince. The group's leader, Laura Silsby, says at an orphanage that had collapsed in the earthquake, they found 33 children ranging from 2 months to 12 years old.
The entire team deeply fell in love with these children. They're very, very precious kids that have lost their homes and their families and are so, so deeply in need of, most of all, God's love and his compassion and just a very nurturing setting.
Silsby says on Friday they took the kids on a bus and headed to the Dominican Republic for a brand new orphanage the church had built. But at the border, police stopped them, says Haitian Communications Minister Marie-Laurence Jocelyne Lasegue.
The police of the frontier, they saw a bus with a lot of children. And when they stopped the bus, they asked where are the papers, documents of the children.
Aides to Haiti's Special Police Brigade for the Protection of Minors said the group did not follow the proper procedures needed for adoptions or evacuations. But Silsby says the group didn't think there would be a problem.
So our understanding was that we were told by a number of people, including Dominican authorities, that we would be able to bring the children across. So that's the mistake, obviously, we made, is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required.
The Americans, including an 18-year-old girl, were brought to the judicial police station and have been held there ever since. Haiti's prime minister says they're being investigated for illegally trafficking children, though they have not been yet charged with the crime. Church leaders affiliated with the missionaries say they only had the best intentions. Drew Hamm is pastor of the Central Valley Church in Idaho.
We were hoping to help Haitian children who may be the victims of the slave trade, to help rescue them out of that scenario, and to give them some hope and a future.
But the group's religious proselytizing is looked upon suspiciously by some here in Haiti. The head of Haiti's Voodoo Priests Association reportedly said the plan to give each child a new Christian life was offensive. And last week, fears that children could be sold or exploited have prompted the Haitian government to put new restrictions on international adoptions. The prime minister is required to personally authorize any children leaving the country. UNICEF spokesman Kent Page says every effort should be made to reunite Haitian children with their parents or relatives. He says those parents may still be alive.
In any kind of circumstance, nobody can just walk into any country, pick up some babies and walk out with them and not think that this is a correct thing to do. Because there can be people who do have good intentions, albeit naive in the execution. But there are also people who do not have good intentions. They are evil people. They are professional criminals. It's organized crime. And the situation here is ripe for them to exploit children and traffic them for the child sex trade, domestic servitude, or for illegal adoption.
The children were taken to an orphanage in Haiti with the hopes that they would reunite them with their families, and the Americans are expected to get a hearing today. Mendalee Del Barco, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.